As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. It is Saturday, December 12th, and I hope you guys are doing all right today. If you are like me, you're probably feeling a little bit beat up. You're probably feeling like you're just not really sure what's happening in this country right now. If you're like me, you're probably very angry and you don't recognize this republic, because indeed, right now, with what we've seen happen, with what has happened to our elections, with what we've seen our courts do, with how we've seen our courts respond to these lawsuits that were brought forth, questioning the integrity of our election, something that I think every American, every true patriot should be able to guarantee, be guaranteed of, that our election process is safe and secure, that every legal vote is counted, that every voice is heard, that we don't allow illegal activity to happen in this process. And there's been legitimate concerns raised. In fact, if you're out there and you still think that there was no fraud in this election, if you still think that the Dominion voting systems weren't switching votes and giving votes to Biden, if you still think that they weren't doing ballot harvesting, that they weren't doing all kinds of illegal shenanigans in so many of these Democrat states, my friends, I've said it before, it's either ignorance or blatant dishonesty. You can't look me in the eye and make any of these claims anymore, because even if you're not a Trump supporter, even if you are hoping for a Biden win, knowing what we know today, you cannot honestly say that there wasn't corruption and fraud that took place during this election. And if you're okay with moving forward, if you're okay with that, if you don't want there to be any investigations, if you don't want the Supreme Court to look into it and get to the bottom of exactly what happened, if you don't care what Dominion voting system did to us, if you don't care what any of these agents or operatives that have been working these elections, that have been stacking these elections, rigging these elections, if you don't care about that, my friends, you are un-American. You don't deserve to live in this country. In fact, I would say, if you're okay with that, just get out. For those of you that aren't aware, the Supreme Court threw out the Texas case. That means that you could almost say it's the final nail in the coffin for hoping that we had a legal avenue to prove that there was this fraud that took place and the election was illegally flipped to show Joe Biden won it. Now, I've said for a long time that I just want to guarantee that our elections have integrity and that we weren't counting illegal ballots, that our voting systems were working properly, that we do away with any cheating or fraud that we find, that we don't allow states to change laws illegally and against our Constitution. And if we guarantee all of that, and at the end of the day, it still says that Biden won the presidency fair and square, it might be unpopular, my friends, but I'd look at you and I'd say, Joe Biden is my president. He is the president of the United States. Now, I might not be happy about that. It might motivate me to work harder this next 4 years to be involved to try to find a good candidate to get behind the right people to really make sure that in 2 years we get more seats in the Congress, that we get more seats in the Senate. They would motivate me to engage more. But I would accept the fact that Joe Biden did win the presidency. But the thing is, we can't say that because nobody's willing to investigate it. Yes, we know the administration, Donald Trump's lawyers, Rudy Giuliani. We know that several of those people have investigated it, and we know what they found. They've presented a lot of the evidence. We know that there's been independent tech companies that have investigated this, looked into the voting system, looked into the Dominion machines and the programming, and we know that they say what happened, what took place on election night is impossible. They have proven that it was fraud. They have proven that those machines couldn't flip those votes that fast. They have proven that those machines could not process those ballots that fast. That there is no way Joe Biden could have been the president of the United States. One of these companies said that he's an open book, that he's got a team of the best looking at this. And anybody can look at their research, their data, everything that pulled, and he said, and everybody that looks at that, that knows what they're doing, would come to the same conclusion that this election was riddled in fraud and these machines were tampered with, the programs were fixed, the left cheated. All true Americans, regardless of right or left, all true Americans should be upset about that. Nobody that needs to is looking into it. And my friends, we just sit there and we rattle our sabers, but we don't do anything more than that. Our founding fathers warned us about times like this. They told us it was going to happen. Benjamin Franklin said, "We have a republic if you can keep it." Patriots, here's the honest truth right now. When we can no longer guarantee the integrity of our elections, when we can no longer guarantee that our courts are going to uphold the Constitution of the United States, when we know that there's roughly half of our country that are okay with cheating and the illegal activities that took place in this election, you know what else I can guarantee? I can guarantee that we no longer have a republic. We have framework that makes this republic operate. That is the foundation of everything that we are in this country. And when people stop following our laws, blatantly disregard the Constitution, none of our systems that are implemented can work. And when we lose trust and when we lose faith, when we allow these things to just happen without consequence, when we allow an election to be stolen from us, it's over. It's done. The republic no longer exists. Thomas Jefferson, I've said it many times on this show before, his famous quote, "The tree of liberty needs to be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants." My fellow patriots, I ask you now, think about it. Our founders gave us implicit instructions. They told us what we have to do to protect this republic, and they gave us the tools to do so. And they said it was our duty, and it is indeed our duty. Everybody likes to talk about the Second Amendment and scream about how they're not taking your rights away, and out of my cold, dead hands. And you know what? Why do you think we have the Second Amendment? Why do you think our founders thought it was so important for us to have that right? If that wasn't put in our Constitution for a time like this, what was it put in our Constitution for? When we are watching our republic being ripped away from us, when we are watching what guarantees our republic stands, the right to have a free vote, a free and fair vote, the Supreme Court to uphold the Constitution. When we don't have that anymore, if not now, when? If not now, when? What's the point of the Second Amendment? If not now, when? It's going to be too late, you see. We're going to sit there, we're going to just stick our heads back in the sand, and what can we do about it? The Supreme Court didn't have the courage to stand up and do what was right. The Supreme Court did not have the courage to protect and uphold the Constitution of the United States. They sold us down the road. They destroyed this republic. This ruling that they did will go down in history as one of the biggest mistakes that has ever happened. The United States and the world time frame, we've been here for a blink. We are young. But the fall of our republic will be one of the most significant events that has ever taken place in our world. Our country, for as short of a time as we've been here, has had one of the greatest impacts on worldly events. Now, we were told from the beginning that this was an experiment. And my friends, the experiment has failed. We have failed because we have failed to act. We have failed to stand up and defend our freedom. We have failed to protect our liberty. We have failed to fight against the tyranny. We know that we are being taken over. We know that there are people in our government that are working hard and working fast to push us into communism. What we have now is totalitarian rule. And it's not by our elected president. It's not by Donald Trump. He did everything within his legal power to protect us. We failed him. And if we let this stand, friends, if we refuse to act, if we refuse to put our foot down and put a stop to this madness, there's no coming back. When you lose your freedom, when we lose this republic, you can't flip a switch. It doesn't come back when you decide that you don't like socialism or communism or fascism or whatever we get next. No, this was a one-time shot. We could embrace it and keep it and fight for it. We could realize the blessing that we had. We could embrace the American dream and strive to do better each and every day and be better. But no, we're okay with a percentage of our population wanting to throw this republic away. We're okay with elected officials cheating to get what they want. We're okay with states completely screwing this nation to push their agenda. And we're okay with the highest court of the land turning its back on the Constitution and upholding the rule of law because they're cowards. And history, history will look back and say this was the most significant day in the United States. And those nine judges that sit on that court were cowards. And their decision ruined a nation and hurt the entire world. And that should make you angry. And it's time to do something about this, my friends. Stick with me. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Nikki Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it is good to be here with you today. If you're just joining us, we were talking about the decision the Supreme Court made on Friday, deciding not to hear the Texas case that was signed on by over 22 other states. Think about this, my friends. Almost half of the states in this country wanted the Supreme Court to intervene in this election, believed that their people had been disenfranchised and that laws were broken and the Constitution was not upheld. That is a fact. You can't say, well, there needs to be an investigation, that we need to look into this. This might have happened. No, we know for a fact what happened. Especially, there's all kinds of fraud that still needs to be investigated. But with the Texas lawsuit, we know for a fact it was very strategic how they wrote that lawsuit. And it's because you can't deny what they were saying. And the courts, the cowards that they are, all nine of them. Do you realize what you guys just did to yourself? Do you realize what happens if we lose these two Senate seats? These Senate seats that are being contested. Do you realize what happens to the court if the Democrats get all the control? And it looks like they very easily could. The way our luck's been going definitely would not surprise me. You cowards. You say you don't want to be political, but exactly the way you're acting is 100% political. The court said, Texas has not demonstrated a judicially cognizable interest in the manner in which another state conducts its elections. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? They illegally changed the laws against their state law and against the Constitution of the United States. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to Texas or these other states that joined the lawsuit. That's what basically the Supreme Court's saying. That's what the Supreme Court's saying. It doesn't make a difference to Texas. Why does Texas care about it? Well, because number one, every state in this vote, every state that participated in this election should be playing by the same rules. The rules are the legislator gets to make the laws of how the elections in that state are handled. And the law is the law, and if you go against it, you're breaking the Constitution. Now, when you have states go rogue and do what they want and change the laws at the last minute, change the laws illegally, not by legislation, but by the governor, by the secretary of state, by some low court, that is wrong. And not every state in the union did that because they followed our Constitution. They followed their state laws. So they had a disadvantage. That is why it was important to Texas and the other states that signed on to that lawsuit. And these cowardly judges, you have one job. Your only job. You got the best gig in the world. You can't be fired. Not very easily anyway. You get paid very well. You have one frickin' job. Just one job. Make sure people are following the law. Uphold the Constitution of the United States. You failed miserably. Shame on you. Shame on you. I am livid, and everybody should be livid. And you will be labeled in history as the justices that destroyed this republic. It blows my mind. I can't believe how you could even look at that and decide that it's not worth even letting them present their evidence, hearing the case. You didn't even let them show you everything that they had to prove to you that laws were broken and that the Constitution was not upheld. You took the coward way out. And you know why? You know why these justices took the coward way out? Because they're afraid of the left. They're afraid of the left. Because they were being threatened by Chuck Schumer and these other elected officials saying, we're going to come after the courts. We're going to stack the courts. They're afraid of the riots. They're afraid of people showing up outside their houses, picketing them. They're afraid of the extra security they're going to have because there's crazies out there on the left that are going to try to do crazy things. They don't want the newspapers smearing them, slandering them, writing articles about how they got it wrong, how they interfered in the election. They're afraid of their own reputations being tarnished because of the smear campaign the left will do and the vile acts the left will commit. And so they sold out their country to protect themselves. That's exactly what happened. See, they know that they can piss off the Republicans. They know that the conservatives aren't going to stand up and go picket their house and commit these horrible atrocities against them. They know that the conservatives aren't controlling the media and aren't going to publish these articles against them. That's what they're thinking. That's what they're banking. They know that conservatives are more reasonable. We're kind. We don't have time to do the things that the left can do because we got to get up and go to work because we are financing this country. We are paying for everybody else's stuff and we are feeding them. We have responsibilities. And because of that, we don't have time to stand out in front of their house with a picket. My friends, what they did to this country, what they did to you and I, it is tyranny. It is treasonous. They turned their back. And the ironic thing is what they did it to protect themselves, but it is going to be the thing that seals their fate. Their action on Friday very well could determine whether or not the courts get packed, whether or not there ends up being 25 justices on the court that makes them completely irrelevant. And you see, that's what's going to happen, especially if we lose these Senate seats. If we lose these seats in Georgia, they will pack the courts. Chuck Schumer said they will pack the courts. He has every intention on it. And these justices, these cowardly justices, they just helped him out. Don't turn that dial, friends. Stick with me. We'll be right back for more of Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, Mickey Garris, and thanks for joining me here today on this fine Saturday afternoon. We were just talking about whether or not we still have a republic. And I'm fired up about this, my friends, because I believe, and I think you guys are with me on this, I think you guys know in your hearts that when you can no longer guarantee the integrity of our election, when half of the country, knowing that there was fraud that took place, knowing that there's corruption, is completely okay with it. And our Supreme Court, there to uphold our laws, protect and defend and uphold the Constitution of the United States, isn't willing to do that anymore. I don't think you can say that we have a republic. I think we've already lost it. The question is it too late to fight for it? So I put it back on you. What is your freedom? What is your liberty worth? And I think that's something that a lot of us are going to have to think about long and hard. And it really should be a no-brainer. But we've been conditioned. We're scared. We don't know how. We don't know what the next step is. Calvin Coolidge said, "Unless the people, through unified action, arise and take charge of their government, they will find their government has taken charge of them. Independence and liberty will be gone, and the general public will find itself in the condition of servitude to an aggression of organized and selfish interest." That's where we're at right now, isn't it? We've been heading this direction for a while. Donald Trump was a speed bump for the liberal ideology, for the communists that are trying to take over this country. I shouldn't even say trying to take over this country, because they've done a pretty damn good job. They've been doing it for decades. They've been in it for the long game. They've been brainwashing our kids, indoctrinating them in the schools, infiltrating all of our agencies. They've been fighting a war that we didn't even realize was happening, and they've been in it for decades. And now we're sitting here saying, oh my God, how did this happen? Well, because they've been in this for a long time. They've been planning this. And we've allowed it to happen. We've missed all the signs. Not that they weren't there. Not that there weren't any signs. We just weren't paying attention. And when we saw the signs, even when we were alerted, we chose to do nothing. There wasn't consequences for anybody. And even when we knew that something was so wrong, when we knew that something happened that you and I, the lay public, would be in jail for, behind bars for the rest of our lives, out of fear, we decided to do nothing. We kept our mouths closed. Whether it's fear of our government or fear of the vile left that would go out of their way, that would do whatever they had to do to destroy us if we dare defy them, if we dare speak out against them. Fear because they control the media. You see, I think deep down, so many of us knew that this was happening. We suspected this corruption. We knew that this ideology was poison and it was festering in this country. We knew that our kids were being indoctrinated, and we knew that they were infiltrating our government agencies. But because of fear, we did nothing. Look at the stories that have come out just this week about the Chinese spies. We knew that Feinstein had a Chinese spy for over 20 years, was her driver, was her number one servant, basically. Working right in her office for over 20 years. Eric Swalwell, having sex with the Chinese gal from California. helped him get elected to Congress, raised money for him. Where did that money come from? Is anybody investigating that? Track every penny of that money down. Then they put an intern in his office for 4 years. China's not dumb. If he's not singing like a canary, do you think that they're going to use their resources, use their highly trained operatives to sit in his office for 4 years? If he's not producing the goods, they're moving on. Because there's other people in our government that will. There's other up-and-comers that are eager to sell this country out. Do you think that that intern stayed with Eric for 4 years because she was getting nothing? If you think that, you're naive. A video was leaked from China, a professor talking to a group of people about how China has connections and operatives at the highest levels of our government, that they pull the strings. He talked about how Donald Trump was the speed bump. That was the roadblock. And as soon as he was elected, things got tough for China. And so they made a commitment to do everything they could to try to destroy him and make sure that Biden was elected in our next election. And there's American elected officials complacent in that knew about this, that helped them. Treasonous acts. Do you think they'll see consequences? Do you think they'll be prosecuted? Do you think they'll even be indicted? The answer is no. Especially now that it looks like Biden is the next president. It's hard to even say that because he's not a legally elected president. But he's going to have the power of the administration. And we know darn well it's not going to be him. We know darn well that people are pulling the strings. He's not in charge. That guy is as dumb as a post. And I don't think he's going to last more than a year in the White House. But the people that are pulling the strings are scary. So what do we do? Do we sit by? Do we allow it to happen? What's your game plan, Patriots? If not now, when? In history, so many times when these horrible atrocities happen to people, when acts of genocide happen to people, people that participated in it, people that witnessed it, people that lived through it said, we knew something was wrong if we had only done something when we could. If we had only acted sooner, we could have stopped it. We could have saved lives. But fear got in the way. Back in those times, in those other examples, life was still pretty hard. See, here in America, we have it so good. We have it so good that we're afraid to do anything because we don't want to risk our cushy lifestyle. And we are convinced that even with a Biden administration, even if we get this socialist agenda taking over this country, this communism that's sweeping in, even if we lose our freedoms and our liberty, we're convinced that somehow we're still going to have it a little bit better here in the United States. If you don't think that this can be yanked away from us, you're ignorant and you have not studied history. See, we're afraid to do anything right now because we haven't hit rock bottom. We still have a roof over our heads. We still have jobs. We're still getting a paycheck. We're still eating every day. We all have iPhones. Even the poorest of the poor, the people living under the bridge, have an iPhone. They're still eating every day. For the most part, they've chosen that lifestyle for themselves. They're not living that way because they have to. They're living that way because it's a choice. Maybe it's mental illness. But what I'm saying is, here in this country, we have it pretty good, and we're afraid to mess that up. And we don't believe that it could ever get as bad as we see in these other places across the world. We don't believe that could it ever be as bad as Venezuela is. We don't believe that what happened in Germany could ever happen here in this country. And so we go with it. It's no big deal. Yeah, it's a little bit more tax money. Oh, it's a little bit more laws and regulations. Oh yeah, I don't have quite as much freedom as I did yesterday, but I still got it pretty good here. We're afraid. And then that fear has destroyed this republic. And that fear is going to kill each and every one of us. Don't turn that dial, friends. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
Back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, Mickey Garris, and it is good to be here with you guys, you patriots, this Saturday afternoon. The Saturday afternoon that, you know, we're licking our wounds, right? That's kind of what I'm doing. I'm trying really hard to figure out what the next step is. What is my game plan? How do we move on? The blow that the Supreme Court yesterday gave this nation when they decided to not uphold our laws, to not protect our Constitution, when they showed the world that the Republic does not stand, that's a hard pill to swallow, my friends. I was just talking with you guys in the last segment how we saw the signs and we didn't act. There's plenty of warnings, but we chose to ignore them. Even when we knew that it was going to be bad, we were afraid that if we acted, that things would get worse faster. So we did nothing. And that's what's caused us to be in this mess. That's what sunk the ship, so to speak. And so the question we keep going back to, is it too late? Is it too late to right the wrongs, to turn things around? I have a feeling that if Biden gets in the White House, things are going to escalate very fast. I think you're going to see them pushing agendas very quickly. They've already, you know, been openly talking about gun control and all this other stuff that they're going to immediately do. And yes, stripping us all of our freedom and liberty, that's included in their plan. I was reading something from Aldous Huxley. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him, but he's from the famous Huxley family. He was considered a genius. He authored several books, each and every one of them excellent reads. But he says, there will be, in the next generation or so, a pharmaceutical method of making people love their servitude and producing dictatorship without tears, so to speak. Producing a kind of painless concentration camp for entire societies so that people will in fact have their liberties taken away from them, but will rather enjoy it because they will be distracted from any desire to rebel by propaganda or brainwashing enhanced by pharmaceutical methods. And this seems to be the final revolution. Think about that. Think about what's going on with this COVID crisis. It's so much more than just, yes, I believe they used this panic to change the election. It was definitely a tool, but it's even bigger than just this one election. Think about what they're doing. Think about his words, the words I just read to you. That we're in a painless concentration camp for entire societies. People will in fact have their liberties taken away from them, but will rather enjoy it. That's pretty powerful. And when you think about what's happening with COVID, with this pandemic, we are having our liberties taken away from us. And we are enjoying it. We think we're saving lives. Or we think that we have to wear these damn masks because it's socially acceptable and we don't want to be ostracized. If we dare defy the Grand Fuhrer, Governor Brown, if we dare go against her mandates, we're going to be punished. And so we put on the mask of shame. We muzzle up. We follow her mandates without question. Now, we might complain to each other about it. We might get on social media and get real upset about it. But we follow them because we're told to do so. And half of our population call us killers if we dare stray outside without these face masks. Doesn't matter about science. Science no longer backs up wearing the masks. It doesn't make any sense. I have a friend that has several autoimmune diseases. And when he was younger, it almost killed him. And he spent a long time up at the hospital trying to figure out what was going on. And his parents were afraid they were going to leave that hospital without him. It was very scary. And he did almost lose his life. Thank God the doctors were good and they figured out what was going on and they got him back to where he could leave the hospital and he could still live, where he could have some kind of life. But it was a very different life. He's got to be extra careful. He can't be exposed to anything bad without risking getting very sick, deathly ill. And so he had to change his lifestyle. He had to make sure that he was being extra cautious about wearing masks and washing hands and staying away, isolating himself if he thought there was any risk. I put something on social media about the masks and how I'm just tired of it and how we don't think that, you know, there's enough science to justify being muzzled up all the time and how there's science that says they're not effective. And how people aren't doing it the right way. They're not cleaning them. They're not changing them out frequently enough. How they constantly are touching these dirty masks filled with bacteria. And it's actually more dangerous and causing more of a health issue than not wearing the mask at all. And he got on there and he said, because of my diseases, I have to wear these masks. And I think the masks do a good thing. But you're right. I agree. People don't know how to do it the right way. And they're not wearing a clean mask. They're not wearing a mask that's sanitary. They're not changing it or washing it frequently enough. And so the way they're doing it probably isn't helping anybody. It might be making things worse. He said, but don't be so quick to discredit the mask because I feel like the mask have saved my life. And I got to thinking about that. And how do you argue with somebody that deals with these horrible diseases for the rest of his life that almost died because of these diseases? And he has to do things like this. This is now his life to live. And I said, I completely understand why you feel the way you feel. And I understand how hard it's been for you. But I said, let me ask you something. You found out about your diseases and you came out of the hospital pre-COVID-19. You've dealt with this for a couple of years now. And I said, you were told that if you didn't protect yourself, if you didn't keep yourself away from any of these viruses or bacteria, that you could easily die because your immune system just cannot fight them off. And so you were taught how to deal with that. You were told what you had to do to protect yourself. Am I right? He said, yes. I said, whose responsibility is it to make sure you stay healthy? And he said, it's my responsibility. And I said, when you stepped foot out of that hospital, when they released you, did the rest of the world automatically have to change? Did society have to change how they live to make sure that they protected you? He said, no, they didn't. You see, my friends, what I'm getting at is there has been people like this young man that have dealt with health issues, severe health issues, life-endangering diseases, that they have to take extra precautions. And they understand that they bear that responsibility. They understand that they can't call up Safeway and say, hey, I've got this autoimmune disease, and so now you have to require everybody in Safeway to wear a mask so I can go in and do my shopping safely. Think about it. But now, because of COVID, we're expected to behave differently. Because some people got sick, some people might get sick. Even though the odds are well over 99% that you're going to be just fine, but because it does affect some people, everybody else has to change how they live. That's never been the standard before. Think about it. Why all of a sudden is it the standard? And then there's the arguments about our death rate here in Oregon has not even gone up. COVID is a killer, but we are on track with every other year as far as the total number of death we have received. And if you start looking at everything like you look at COVID, you'd take away people's automobiles. You'd stop letting people cross the street. Because any of those things are more dangerous than getting COVID. We have been brainwashed, my friends. Patriots, stay vigilant. That's all the time we have today. Pray for this country. Pray that we can get this republic back. Protect each other. We have a lot coming up on our horizon, my friends. We'll catch you next week on Patriot Uprising Radio. God bless.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.